This is an MUT Radio podcast.
Uguti, today is Tuesday, and you know, Uguti, on Tuesdays, we've got a knowledge hub with a library services. They do assist us with a lot of things. Abasukebe Zenza, and our services, abawenza, yokona lapana ke, a library. Just like this week, and as I was saying, Uguti, this week it's a library week. There's a whole lot abayenzayo ke makuyi library week to promote men ukufunda reading and writing, you know, everything enzakalayo lapha ne library. But I'm no expert in that field, so that is why we've got Mr. Ncwane, who is joining us currently from the library services. Siyabonga kakhulu to Mr. Zuli Maqi for organizing this interview for us. Otherwise, let's go straight to it, man. Mr. Maqi is already in studio to Mr. Ncwane, sorry, is already in studio here with us to speak with us in relation to a library week, which is amazing, very interesting to witness. Thank you so much, Mr. Ncwane, for joining us on MET Radio.
Morning, sir.
Siyabonga kakhulu. Please just bingelela ba umuntu olalele and just introduce yourself to the listeners of MET Radio.
Okay. Good morning to the listeners. My name is Siyabonga Ncwane, a senior librarian user services here at Mangosuthu.
Thank you so much, Mr. Ncwane, for joining us once again and for giving us your time. This is a very exciting week for you as the library services, as you are celebrating a library week. Tell us about this this week. It's significant.
The library week started in 2002 under LIASA, which is the association of the libraries, all the libraries, as the libraries are different, we have academic libraries, we have community libraries, we have public libraries and special libraries. All the libraries they celebrate this special event. And in this special event, we as libraries, we are doing different things, we are communicating with our users, all our users, yes. Which means here at Mangosuthu, we are communicating with our staff, students, all our users which are using the library, and we have a special event, which is Amnesty Week, where we encourage all our users, those who have overdue books, they have to bring back our books. We will give them amnesty on those fines. They are not going to pay the fines, which means that even if you have a book in your office or at home which is overdue since last year, please bring it back, because we are not going to pay for the fines.
That is interesting. And we know very good interest, yes, library is not that great. It's not that I couldn't kakhulu, but you'd find a good umuntu hlala nebook for months and months and months engayibuyisi. So you're saying this week it's Amnesty Week.
Yes, from Monday till Thursday. But the library week is 17 to 23 because of the long weekend.
Yes,
here at Mangosuthu, we will end on Thursday. So please bring back those books which you owe us with, because some of the users, they need those books. And please bring back them, because I know some of them, they know that if they have overdue since last year, they know that they are going to pay so much money.
Yeah,
it's time for them to bring back those books. There will be no fines which are going to pay.
Wow, no, definitely. I think you heard that. In case you are owing any book from the library, you can just bring it back from today. If yesterday again, you did not bring it back, from today up until Thursday, they will be allowing you to return the book totally free. Let's speak about Ethemia this year of Library Week, which is Libraries for Sustainable Communities. Yes. What does that mean, Mr. Mwan?
This theme refers to the role of libraries in promoting the sustainability at the community level, which means it underscores the transformative role that libraries play in fostering sustainability, resilience, inclusivity, accessibility, and within communities. Mm. As we know that there are some changes in the libraries now. As our library, you can't access it to come in the library. You can also access it even if you are in the rest. If you are in your office, you can access our library by getting in our website, Mangosuthu website, and then go to libraries. That's where you will get our webpage, and then you get in on the databases. We have databases for all three faculties here at Mangosuthu, which means if you are doing engineering, you have your databases. If you are doing management sciences, you have, and also the applied and health sciences, they have their databases, which they can access everywhere, even in your on your phone. If you have a phone, which you can get in the internet, as long as you have data where you are, or also if you have Wi-Fi, you can access our library. You can't say, I have to go to the library to access the library, because we have articles online, we have ebooks, which replaces the print books.
So one would say, because I would assume now that with the introduction of technology and everything, one would say, hey, but libraries are not helpful at the moment, or they've lost their value in a way. But now, as MUT Library, you have infused the two. You can visit physically, but also you can be online.
Yes, you get us both sides. You come in the library, you can also get us on online. Because even if you want to talk to the librarian, here at Mangosuthu, from Monday to Friday, we have librarians which are online. We have a system which we called Ask a Librarian. If you get in on our web page, you will see the Ask a Librarian, where you can communicate with the librarian if there's something which you want to ask. You don't have to come to the library if you want to speak to the librarian. Yes.
Oh, wow. That is very interesting. And your words now to the students and staff, and just promoting reading and what would you say to someone who doesn't use a library, and the importance of using a library services, especially if you are a student?
It is very important. If you are a student, even before you go to the class, you have to do reading first before you, because if you want to be on roll with your lecturer, because yesterday you know the lecture stops here, and then to prepare for the next lecture, you have to read. You don't just go to the classroom without reading. So if you want to read, if there is a book which wants to refer to it, you get online. You don't have to go to the library. You can get it online. Even those who needs the videos for the labs, we also have the database which is dealing with the experiments, which is called Jove. We have so nice databases for the students. If you are here at Mangosuthu, if you want to pass, please make sure that you are the friend of the library.
Wow. That's beautiful. And I think we're going to end there on that beautiful note, Mr. Ngwane. And it was so, I honestly didn't know that this week is actually Library Week. We're celebrating our libraries, which have helped us a lot, myself included, from the high school level, and using a community library, as you were saying, that we've got different libraries, to coming to MUT and having to get assistance from the MUT library. We should celebrate such events and commemorate our library events like this one. So how do we access the library again, and our working hours as a library?
Our libraries, because we have two libraries, we have a library at Applied and Health Sciences, and also here at Medical Campus. They are both opening from 8 to 9 o'clock in the evening, which means if you are a student here at Mangosuthu, there's no way you say you can't access the library. And even after, when they are writing the exams, we extend the hours to 11 o'clock.
Wow.
Which means it's easy to study, because they all, even those who are those who are not here, they have buses, which means they can go to the library, and then the time of the bus, they can go out and go to take the bus.
Yes.
And also I want to say sorry to the MUT community regarding the university notice. They're supposed to have a university notice from Monday, but there was a hiccup on that. I just had now to Mr. Hlope that we sent the university notice, but there was a little hiccup, which makes that the notice never comes out.
All right. No, definitely. Buzz as well, Mr. Ngwane. Thank you so much for joining us, and happy Library Week again.
Okay, thanks. Siyabonga kakhulu ngaleli
thuba. Thank you so much.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.